1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories, 8:05. 8:21, it's our Greenwich Real Estate Report with Stacy Lowe, Brian Tunney from the Greenwich Association of Realtors. WGCH Newsletter Time, 7:51, third Thursday of the month, joined by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing well, and let's get your thoughts, recap of the legislative session that ended last week.
Well, it was certainly busy, and we were up there past midnight many nights for the last 2 weeks that with the session ending last week. Overall, I think it was a session with mixed results. I think there was some good. There was some good bipartisan bills passed, and there was some bad. And so, you know, start with the bad and end with the good. The first step of the Fair Share Housing Act, kind of phase one of Fair Share, ultimately passed over the objections of certainly me and our caucus. Ultimately, it sets up the bureaucracy and the calculations for the housing mandates that each town and city, with the exception of six around the state, would eventually have to acquiesce to, have to obey, either by eliminating zoning or by funding construction through the taxpayers. I call it 830G on steroids. So the mandate itself didn't pass, but the setup of the bureaucracy, the setup of the calculation for each mandate is set up through this new law, Senate Bill 998. And next year, we're going to have to come back and fight the actual implementation of the mandate. And the year after, too, because this is a top priority for the majority leader of both the House and the Senate. So that was a tough fight. You know, I led a 9-hour debate against it on the floor, and ultimately that debate ended with a parliamentary kind of trick, because normally debate can be unlimited. So that was disappointing. But on the flip side, I think we passed some good bipartisan legislation, too. The budget was bipartisan. I voted for it. I wish it limited spending and cut taxes by more, but ultimately it did have a small middle class tax cut, and it fell within the spending caps, which I think is important for our long-term fiscal health. I also was pleased to pass a couple bipartisan bills that I co-authored, one bill to expand access to birth control in the state, and another bill to reform our energy sector to improve oversight of our utilities, which I think need strict oversight, and actually reduce energy costs a little bit through some of the reforms I introduced. So, again, I think it was a session of mixed results. There's good and bad, but, we certainly worked hard.
All right. We'll start with the birth control. This allows pharmacists to prescribe birth control. Is that correct?
Correct. And that's allowed in 20 other states. We'll have a system of making sure they have an added level of training and a reciprocal agreement with the patient's physician. But obviously, it's an option for women. And in the states that it's been tried, it's been done with enormously positive results, improved access, more choices, reduced costs. Again, giving women another option and where it's been tried, improving health outcomes. And that was the bill that Senator Heather Summers and I introduced and was ultimately passed.
All right, and give us more about the energy bill.
So the energy bill is probably the most complex thing that I worked on. At the beginning of session, I made a priority to address the high energy costs in the state and the bad service that we get from our utilities. And I introduced a bill, and then my Democratic counterpart, Senator Needleman, on the Energy Committee, introduced a bill. And early on, we decided that we were going to try to make this bipartisan. We were not going to try to make this a source of rancor, and we over the next 5 months negotiated what ultimately became law that took some of my initial proposal and some of his, and made both parts of it agreeable to each of us and each of our caucuses. And you know, the primary effect of it will be strengthening the oversight of utilities, which were part of both his and my proposals. And then a secondary part of it will be probably a slight reduction, a marginal reduction in energy costs and an improvement in the reliability of the energy grid, which was kind of the basis of my original proposal. And and we passed as much of it as some of our colleagues would allow for. So that's something I'm very proud of and very excited about, and I hope it's the first step of improving our energy grid, our electricity grid in the state, not just a final step.
All right. Are you attending graduation tonight?
I'll be in Hartford, actually. So if I can make it, I would. I put a letter in the Greenwich Sentinel to graduates congratulating them. Obviously, I'm an alumnus of Greenwich High as well. So I would like to make it there. I'd love to see Mr. Ledecky give his address. I've heard him speak once, and he's a great speaker.
All right. Must be interesting attending the graduation ceremonies at a school you graduated from not that long ago, right?
I think it was 15 years ago now, actually. Well,
time goes by fast. All right.
Exactly.
Senator Fazio, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Talk to you next month.
Okay.